Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Let's get the latest in gossip this morning, and it's brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Check out their Eagle Lines of Credit. Borrow up to $25,000. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's up with Barney? What's going on this morning? What do we have?
All right. So Get Out star Daniel Kaluuya is producing a live-action take on Barney.
Okay.
And apparently his film will explore the dark side of everyone's purple friend. So
is this made up or is this like based on reality?
Real.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, well, you know how they did like a live-action Pikachu?
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I have a feeling this is going to be the same kind of thing. But he said, Barney taught us, I love you, you love me, won't you say you love me too? That's one of the first songs I remember.
What, is Barney frustrated now or something?
Well, he says, what happens when that isn't true?
Huh.
So he kind of went into more, but it doesn't really give any explanation as to how he's going to make this film go. But if you grew up watching Barney and Friends, I have a feeling this movie may not be for you.
Well, is this like have the approval? I would think it would have to have the approval of the creator of Barney, wouldn't it?
I have
you can't
no
just go
idea.
Making a movie and use the trademarked character.
I don't know what the laws are, but it sounds like he's got something very interesting planned.
Okay.
Can't wait to see where this goes. So, how's Kanye West doing with his campaign for president these days?
I know, we're like 12 or 13 days away.
Yeah, he spent $3 million of his own money last month.
Mm-hmm.
And as for donations, he's gotten just under $2,800 in donations to his campaign.
Okay.
He's only on the ballot in 11 states,
okay,
which means everyone else would have to write his name in on the ballot if he even has a shot, according to Enemy. So
he could go 11 for 11. You
he
know,
could.
You never
he
know.
Could. I mean, I wouldn't expect to see him on Air Force One anytime soon. It's just
it's
what I'm
singing,
thinking.
A singing act, you know, it could be possible.
Stranger things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
WE TV just released the first trailer for season 7 of Braxton Family Values, and Tamar Braxton is furious because the clip shows her family reacting to the news of her attempted suicide. She said, after waking up to that disgusting trailer and whoever else participated for using my pain for their pleasure and ratings, P.S. I'm not filming for this season. They're doing this while I'm not even on the show. And she called them scumbags.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
So, well, it's true. She's not on the show, but they're talking about her. And she said, you know, that she's upset about it. But if she is going to be mad at WE TV, she's also got to be mad at four of her family members who contributed their thoughts to the clip.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, they participated. They're the ones talking about it.
All right. So we had dark side of Barney. Now this. Do we have a positive one coming up?
Sure.
Any good news? Tell me about baby something.
All right. Well, this one wasn't so good, but maybe I could quickly find another. Okay. Anyway,
Jessie
J and Channing Tatum have split up again.
Oh.
She did confirm she's not dating Magic Mike actor anymore with a new Instagram post, which it was interesting how she made this announcement.
Uh-huh.
She wrote in the caption, "Single life in a pandemic." And then it was a video of her twerking.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I didn't know that twerk videos were breakup announcements. Just glad I'm not single because I'm not very good at twerking.
It depends on the moves you throw in there. I don't know.
I'm single. Check this out. And maybe she won't be single for too much longer after you see that video. Who knows? You could get dizzy watching it, though. I'm just saying.
All right.
And that is your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here they are, the Dirt headlines. Dina's got your latest gossip report, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They can help you out if you need money fast with an Eagle line of credit. You can borrow up to 25 G's and get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's going on in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, David Beckham getting some backlash yet again after sharing a picture of him kissing his 9-year-old daughter Harper on the lips. This is a photo that his wife Victoria Beckham shared online.
What?
The two of them were making some wreaths.
And she's nine?
She's nine.
Okay, that's okay. All right.
You
know, weird.
It's a, you think it's weird? I think it's kind of okay, though.
It's weird that people are upset over
Yeah,
it.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I need to be clear.
All right.
On that.
So, yeah, some people said he was being overly affectionate, while others, though, many others came to his defense saying, "Thank you for showing it's perfectly normal and right for a father to kiss his daughter on the lips as a sign of love and true affection."
Who are these people against this? Like,
you know, everybody's got an opinion, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. All right.
But the thing is, your kids let you, you know, kids grow out of that eventually.
Right.
And
I mean,
it's totally normal. And you know what?
I
don't think they're doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just people got to lighten up on the Beckhams.
And I'm just saying, my daughter, she still gives me a kiss on the lips every once in a while. A peck. So, I mean.
Right. And when she doesn't want to, she'll stop doing that.
That's right. She says, "Daddy, I'm closing the door. Get out."
I know, so sad when they grow up.
I know.
Real Housewives of Miami star Larsa Pippen is the latest celebrity victim of a home burglary, and this is pretty interesting how it happened. So they broke into her Los Angeles home this week, making off with a bunch of personal and high-valued items. I'm sure there's a lot of high value in there. She is married to Scottie Pippen, after all. But they managed to beat their elaborate security system by disabling the block's electricity, like the whole block.
Oh, wow.
So everybody was like, "We're out of power." Little did they know their neighbor was being robbed.
Was it with the help of a squirrel? Because usually
possibly.
They could get into the grid and cause havoc.
Possibly. What's really odd about this is that Larsa was in Miami at the time because she was dealing with a stalker in Los Angeles and wanted to get out of town, according to the blast. So somebody knew she was out of town and away from the house. So we'll have to see which items end up being on Craigslist. You know, just
You looking to get a good deal, Dina?
Maybe. Depends on what they're offering. Well, in real estate news, you might recall that Florida home that was used as the Boggs family home in Edward Scissorhands was on the market. It has sold. It sold to fans of the movie, according to TMZ. It was on the market for $224,000. A lot of people were interested, but one family offered $6,000 above the asking price. The husband actually grew up in the area and watched some of the movie being shot when he was a kid.
That much? That's a good clip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think that's good? Mm-hmm. Fast Times at Ridgemont High House is up for sale. And that's the one where Brad and Stacey Hamilton lived in the movie. That's going for $740,000.
Wow.
I mean, of course, you know what happened in the bathroom in the pool house, so keep that in mind.
I forget.
Actually,
in a while. But don't describe it. Don't describe it.
No, the pool house was fake, just so you know. There is no pool house. That was just part of the set. But as for the real house, the wood paneling is gone, but it's been replaced with egg yolk colored paint. So just keep that in mind. Kate and Prince William may be proud parents to George, Charlotte, and Louis, but they don't actually have legal custody of any of their kids. Believe that? According to reports, the sovereign, which is technically the queen right now, she's got custody of the minor royals thanks to a 300-year-old royal rule. And she had custody of William and Prince Harry when they were minors, too. So that means she's probably listed as an emergency contact at the school. Right?
Yeah.
Technically, she's a guardian. So I can imagine her picking up the kids at school. "Hello, I'm here to pick up His Royal Highness."
That sounds just like her.
I do sound just like her.
We don't know what she sounds like in the first place.
In my head, I sound just like her, so we'll go with that. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. It's Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get an Eagle line of credit up to $25,000. There's more value in the valley at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, now for the dirt details. do dish, Dina. What do we have this morning?
Well, we're going to start off by the burning of the dress. Yeah, we had talked about this months ago, but now it finally has been shown. Claire Crawley burning her blue Bachelor finale dress on Tuesday's episode of The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is now we get Juan Pablo's reaction because, you know, he didn't get to see it until we saw it. And he tweeted, "She really did that?" So Claire wore the dress in 2014 when she thought Juan Pablo was going to propose to her during the season finale.
Gotcha.
But he didn't. So now she's like burning old history. So
that's like a weird ritual, the burning of the blue dress.
Yeah, so that's gone. And in more Bachelor Nation news, we told you Bachelorette star Emily Maynard had her fifth child. She shared the name. It's Magnolia Bell Johnson, and she's going to nickname her Nola Bell.
Oh, okay. I like Magnolia. Name her Maggie, Southern name. Too. That's another option.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Yeah.
But I think Nola's different, you know? It's right. Just, you probably don't meet a lot of people with that name. Well, Holly Marie Combs is responding to backlash after she and her charmed co-star Rose McGowan criticized the new reboot of the series. Sarah Jeffrey, who plays Maggie on The New Charmed, the youngest sister in the reboot, called Holly and Rose pathetic and bitter for saying the new series wasn't that great. Now, on Twitter, Holly's trying to play nice, saying it's not wrong to have a difference of opinion, mm-hmm. but no need to make these accusations about a person's character. But Rose McGowan, on the other hand, whoa, she had way more to say about it. Just Jared posted this whole letter she wrote, which I don't have all day to read it to you, but I can basically tell you that she's saying she's got better things to do than fight about this. She's not going to watch the show. It has nothing to do with ego. It has everything to do with the network trying to make money off of what they made.
Can you read it to me? I mean, I've got till 10.
I know, right? I
mean, it's 8:43. That's what I got. What do you got?
Well, let me just tell you, she ends with saying reboots will always be the shadow. The originals will always be the sun.
Ooh.
And she signs it. Rose McGowan, New York Times bestselling author of Brave, creator of this, blah, 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 goes on and on to list her accomplishments. She sounds bitter, for sure.
You think?
You can read the whole letter at dinasdirt.com. It's intense. Well, despite being 2020 being a bad year for most of us, things were actually going pretty well for Reese Witherspoon until now. Gossip Cop reports that one of her dogs passed away, and she posted some pictures writing a very sweet goodbye to the dog, saying if you ever met Peps, you'd know she was a special girl, smart, sassy, and loved cuddling. So,
oh, that's hard. She got kids, too, which is always tough as well. A little tougher.
Well, that's what breaks your heart, too, is she did post a picture of her daughter snuggling with the dog, and it's like, oh, you know how much our pets mean to us, and they are family.
And I know, when my dog died when I was a kid, too. Nothing can replace that dog. You know, you get another dog, and you can't expect it to be like the first one, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
so, of course, we're thinking about them today. And Michael Keaton has added to the rumor that he could be reprising his role as Batman for the upcoming The Flash film on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He was asked about it. And he said, "I can't confirm. I can only say this, though. We're having discussions, as they say. We're talking about it. We'll see if that happens." So you could see that video at gossipcop.com. But then he went on to add that he was the best Batman of all the films.
Oh, my God. There's like, what, 35 of them, too? I mean,
I don't care. I concur.
Yeah. Love Michael Keaton.
He also said he puts on the mask and cape sometimes, saying, "I'm just feeling insecure enough. I slip on the suit. It makes me feel a whole lot better walking around the neighborhood in it." I'm not going to lie. I'm finding that thought kind of sexy.
Yeah. And you know, there's somebody that answers, I was like, "You know, you don't look totally anything like Batman."
Not Halloween, kid. That's your shirt at 8:40. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.